Good afternoon, it's 4:30 and 57 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Jacob Lindberg.
And I'm Logan Pemberton.
But for the most part, I'm going to say it's 98% complete.
Moorhead State's newly renovated Adrian Doran University Center will open tomorrow.
A medical marijuana bill will soon be filed in Kentucky State Legislature.
9 inmates are charged after attempting escape from the Big Sandy Regional Detention Center.
Police say a man was shot in the face in Huntington.
The Mega Millions jackpot just got a lot bigger.
In sports, Rowan County Volleyball heads to the 16th Regional Championship tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly clear tonight with lows around 36 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Moorhead State University will unveil the newly renovated and expanded Adrian Doran University Center on Friday. MSU has been working on the $49.5 million project for 2 years. Assistant Vice President of Facilities and Operations Kim Oatman says the project is about 98% complete.
The food service stuff is not complete now. It's essentially complete, but we don't want to shut down Third Street Eats in the middle of the semester, so we're waiting until we shut down after this semester and then make that move over. So, yeah, that'll happen really in December, and then we'll be up and running, ready to go the first day of the spring semester in January.
Oatman says a few details still need to be completed throughout the building, but tours will be available after the ribbon cutting on Friday at 11 a.m.
Moorhead State University is celebrating International Observe the Moon Night at the Star Theater tonight. The event is organized by the Space Science Department at MSU and has been going on for upwards of 10 years. Dr. Grupa, an assistant professor in the Department of Space Science, talks about the event scheduled.
We will have telescopes put out in front of the Space Science Center at 7 p.m. and have probably two telescopes pointed at the moon. And then because also Mars and Saturn are nicely visible right now, so we have them pointed at Mars and Saturn. As we have talks. We have a laser show more for kids, which is Earth, Moon, and Sun show, which starts at 7 period. And then last but not least, the Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon laser show.
The forecast for tonight looks to be clear, so they're hoping for a good turnout. The celebration will begin at 7 and is free to attend.
Moorhead State's online Masters of Arts in English program was ranked as one of the most affordable and quality degrees in the nation. SR Education, an education research publisher, placed MSU 11th out of 25 nationwide colleges. The program was praised for being an affordable online education. Sylvia Henneberg is MSU's graduate English coordinator. She says the degree is not only affordable, but flexible as well.
They can more or less do it at their own pace. You know, there's not too much constraint with timely completion. The idea is to accommodate their professional lives and to support them.
Henneberg says several of her students are able to have families and work one or multiple jobs while pursuing their degree. For more information about MSU's online degree programs, go to moorheadstate.edu/online.
A medical marijuana bill proposed by Republican State Representatives Jason Nemes and Diane St. Onge will soon be filed. One aspect of the bill that is different than most other states is the pre-existing condition clause. Most medical marijuana laws have a list of qualifying conditions a patient must have in order to get a medical marijuana card. But Nemes tells Spectrum News his bill leaves it to doctors to decide if marijuana is a good treatment for a patient.
We didn't want everyone with a particular condition to be able to get it. And we also didn't want to leave out a condition where some people might need it and some people not. And so what we've decided to do is, look, I'm a lawyer. I'm a legislator. I'm not a doctor. And so we want to leave that decision to the doctor and his or her patient. So this is a trust your doctor bill.
Nemes anticipates the bill being tweaked several times once lawmakers and interested parties get a look at the legislation. Despite that, he believes this is the year it will pass.
Kentucky is making progress in ensuring kids don't go to bed on an empty stomach. According to new data from the Food Research and Action Center, more than 17,000 low-income children participated in after-school supper programs each day on average in October 2017. That's a 16% increase from 2016. Elizabeth Feeler is Child and Adult Care Food Program Manager at the Kentucky Department of Education. She explains the meals help stave off hunger until children can receive a school breakfast in the morning.
This program is intended to create a continuation of the meals that the children receive throughout the school day. So they get breakfast and lunch at school, and then this program would provide a supper and or a snack, which would continue that day for them.
However, she adds, just one of every 25 low-income Kentucky kids who received a free or reduced-priced lunch also received an after-school supper. The report notes that because after-school suppers are a relatively new option, all states have room to grow participation.
New census data shows the number of children being raised by relatives other than their parents has nearly doubled in recent years. The data shows there are 96,000 Kentucky kids being raised by relatives, and many believe these kinship families are in need of better support. Norma Hatfield of Hardin County is raising two granddaughters.
They have been in horrible, horrible conditions. They are going to do much better if they know somebody that they can stay with. And children shouldn't be penalized because they lay their head down at night in a relative's home instead of in a foster home.
Hatfield says kinship families do not receive as much support as foster care families, although they must provide for the children in the same ways. 9% of Kentucky children were being raised by relatives between 2016 and 2018, over double the national average.
We'll be back with more news right after this quick timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. Basketball and racquetball courts, weight and exercise equipment, indoor walking track and swimming pool. Outdoor Adventures offers a bouldering wall, camping and hiking equipment, kayaks and paddle boards for Eagle Lake. Towel service and group fitness classes included with all memberships. Day passes and community memberships now available for fall. Bowling lanes open Monday through Saturday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Laughlin Building. More information at 783-2083.
Nine Big Sandy Regional Detention Center inmates are facing charges after a failed escape. WKYT reports jail workers discovered a hole in the back wall of the inmate's shower area Monday. Jail Administrator Pete Fitzpatrick says the men used pieces of metal to chip away cinder blocks. He says a second wall prevented them from escaping. The nine inmates are charged with second-degree escape and first-degree criminal mischief.
Authorities are investigating the death of a Kentucky inmate who was found unresponsive at the Fayette County Jail. The Lexington Herald Leader reports the jail said in a statement that 62-year-old Larry Richard Young was found unresponsive Monday and taken to a hospital where he was later pronounced dead. The statement said Young was arrested October 10th on a charge of failure to appear and was awaiting trial. Police, the Lexington Coroner's Office, and the jail are investigating, which officials say is routine when an inmate death occurs.
Police report a man was found shot in the face in Huntington. WSAZ reports it happened this morning at the intersection of 10th Avenue and 17th Street. A witness called 911 saying they heard gunshots and saw afterwards a man lying on the sidewalk. There is no word yet on his condition. An investigation is still ongoing.
After being accused of a violent robbery in a parking lot, a Lexington man is in jail. LAX 18 reports Ramsey Beckstead was arrested this morning at the Speedway on North Broadway. Police report he broke the driver's side window of the victim's vehicle and injured her wrist while trying to move her from the seat. The suspect later fled from the scene, but later returned to the Speedway. Beckstead faces several charges, including first-degree robbery.
A former Estill County High School soccer coach accused of sexual abuse has turned himself in after a warrant was issued for his arrest. According to LAX 18, Andrew Hatton allegedly sent a female student nude photos on a social media app and asked her to send photos back. He was indicted earlier this month. Hatton turned himself into the Madison County Detention Center, but is now lodged in the Three Forks Regional Jail. He is facing several charges, including third-degree rape and distribution of matter portraying sexual performance by a minor.
The Mega Millions lottery jackpot just got a lot bigger. Here's KNN's Paul Miles.
Nobody hit last night's jackpot.
Our first winning number tonight is 69.
And now the second largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history is up for grabs. Friday's Mega Millions drawing is worth an estimated $900 million. Only a Powerball drawing in 2016 was larger at more than $1.5 billion. One lucky player in Kentucky matched five of the numbers drawn last night and won $1 million. That ticket was purchased in Madisonville. I'm Paul Miles.
Pikeville will hold its inaugural Pride event this Saturday at the city's park. Pride festivals celebrate the stance against discrimination and violence toward LGBTQ individuals. Pike County native Kyle May tells the Herald Leader he hopes the event will help LGBTQ people feel more included in local area life.
I hope that this event allows other people to know that we belong here and that we want to belong here. We want others to show us support and welcome us here. And not just the people who currently live here, but others that may want to move here or move back here.
The event will feature music, a drag show, vendors and speakers, and even a free hugs booth. For more information about the festival, search for Pikeville Pride Celebration on Facebook.
The East Park Industrial Center will receive a $4 million grant to assist with the construction of Brady Industries' aluminum plant. WMKY's Knack Miller has the story.
Money for the grant is provided by the Abandoned Mine Lands Pilot Project, making it possibly the largest approved. 5th District U.S. Representative Hal Rogers made the announcement Wednesday at the Industrial Park. Nathan Haney, Brady's Senior Vice President for Government Relations, told the Daily Independent the money will be used for the installation of foundation structures to stabilize the land under the plant. The expected cost of the aluminum plant is more than $1.5 billion and will provide more than 500 skilled labor jobs. The plant is slated to be open by 2020. For WMKY News, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
Pike Central's marching band is without uniforms after the company it ordered them from suddenly shut down. The program ordered $700 worth of uniforms from a Glasgow-based startup. Band director Matt Moon tells EKB-TV the company took the band's money without producing the uniforms.
We ordered some marching band uniforms, some custom uniforms, to fit our marching band show from a company, a startup company in Glasgow, Kentucky. And they, we ordered the product and we paid them for the product and we never received the product and the company shut down.
Despite not having uniforms, the marching band took second place at a recent competition wearing black shirts and pants. The situation has been a financial strain on the program. Anyone who would like to make a donation toward a uniform order while the band is waiting for its refund can visit the school to help.
A two-headed copperhead snake is now in the care of Salado Wildlife Education Center in Frankfort. WMKY's Naya Ndwaza has the story.
The Salado Center is hoping to host public viewings of one of Kentucky's most unique native snakes. The two-headed snake was donated by a Leslie County couple for educational purposes after finding it in their yard this month. The life expectancy for a two-headed juvenile copperhead is short in the wild because of physical limitations caused by the mutation. As the snake's well-being is a top priority for the center's staff, public viewing may not be available. The center is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. Admission is charged for visitors ages 5 and older. For WMKY News, I'm Naya Ndwaza.
Taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area tonight, clear skies with a low around 36 degrees. Tomorrow, areas of frost before 9 a.m., otherwise increasing clouds with a high near 63. Tomorrow night, showers mainly after 9 p.m., lows around 49, and a chance of precipitation at 80%. For your Saturday, showers likely mainly before 7 a.m., cloudy skies, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, the high near 57, and a chance of precipitation at 60%. And for your Saturday night, a 20% chance of showers before 1 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 35. Taking a look at current temperatures, it is 58 degrees in Ashland, 57 degrees here in Moorhead and in Inez, and 55 degrees in Flemingsburg, Lexington, and Winchester.
On our feature segment today, Moorhead State University student leaders are stepping up to help their fellow students with medical costs. WMKY's Leanne Akers has the story.
MSU's Student Government Association has been involved with many events and activities on campus, but this year the organization has a more serious focus. SGA President Brandon Breyer says historically the organization put funding towards student events, providing food and entertainment, but not really impacting very many students.
I sat down over the summer and devised a strategic plan that would direct how SGA would move forward, and the number one thing on it was partnerships with on-campus departments And so Counseling and Health Services is obviously one of our most utilized resources on campus. It's something that we knew would be at the top of our agenda for one of the first partnerships.
Breyer reached out to the Counseling and Health Services Department, and after a little brainstorming, the SGA Assistance Fund was created. CHS Interim Director Tanya Socher-Mower says the clinic sees around 20 patients each week who are in excessive pain.
And when we talk to these students and say, why did you let things fester and get to this point? A lot of them say it's the finances. 50% of our students have Medicaid, so they have some type of insurance, but they're concerned or don't have the money for the co-pays associated with that. So we're consistently hearing that finances are a barrier to care.
Socher-Mower says students now have options if finances are keeping them from seeking medical care.
They can take 10 minutes and fill out this application, and the application is pretty basic, but it basically says, why do you feel like you should be the recipient of some of these student funds? And we talk with the students right then and there, and then they get approved to go forward with treatment so they don't get a surprise bill. And so it's going to help remove the barrier, the financial barrier for a lot of our students.
Breyer also serves as a resident advisor on campus. He says that experience has allowed him to see the need firsthand.
We had our press release go out, and so many people had reached out to me just DMing me saying this is great. Certain people had actually quoted it on Twitter or Facebook and actually shared it out and said, I'm so proud to be an Eagle because of this, because now I know if I have any illness or if I have any issues going forward that SGA, this fund, will be there to help me.
Socher-Mower says healthcare for students on campus needs to be preventative as well, specifically for mental health issues.
If somebody tells us that they feel that they're in crisis, we see the students that day and then we waive the fee that it would normally cost to see a counselor. The challenge is, though, with that system in place, we're simply putting Band-Aids on issues. And obviously, we need to treat someone to get them healthy so that they don't set themselves up for the same cycle.
For now, the SGA Assistance Fund will help students at Morehead State get the care they need. Breyer says this partnership is just the beginning.
We allocated $10,000 from our SGA general budget specifically for on-campus university department sponsorships similar to this. And so this is just the first of many that we hope to be doing throughout the course of this year. And I think it's a great first step.
For WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers.
The time is 4:48. I'm Jacob Lindberg here with Logan Pemberton, and we're glad you joined us on this Thursday afternoon. Leanne has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Morehead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Morehead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one and two numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Morehead, Rowan County, and Morehead State University. More information at 784-1250.
The Valkyries are in flight tonight for WMKY Sports. I'm Leanne Akers. The Rowan County volleyball team travels to Fairview tonight for the championship game of the 16th regional tournament. The Lady Vikings swept Russell last night, 3-0, and will face off with Boyd County tonight. Coach Steve Walter says his team is trying to focus on the future instead of last season.
You know, when you get to this stage, every game's got a lot of pressure. You're playing good competition. There's no more gimmies at this point. So they're feeling, I think, a little bit of nerves and pressure trying to live up to, like, last year's team.
Rowan was able to defeat Boyd at home during regular season action. Game time tonight is set for 6 p.m. The Morehead State University volleyball team hits the road Friday for a matchup with SIU Edwardsville. The Eagles stand at 16-5 on the season, coming off two big wins at home last week over UT Martin and SEMO. Coach Jamie Gordon says he's proud of his team's defense, which is currently ranked 10th in the country.
This is a year that we've had good balance on what we've been able to do defensively at the net, you know, with that anchoring some good touches and really kind of funneling even some of the offense towards our back row. And then the back row side of things are really stepping up. You know, you're seeing some of our younger players, you know, really get into their stride and feel that comfort.
Game time in Indiana is set for 7 p.m. The 16th Regional Soccer Championship takes place tonight. The boys' game is slated to take place at Russell. Boyd County and East Carter will square off for the championship. The Lions are 14-1 and 1 on the season. The 16th Regional Soccer Championship games take place tonight. The boys' game is slated to take place at Russell. Boyd County and East Carter will square off for the championship. The Lions are 14-1-1 on the season, while the Raiders are 16-2-2. Game time is set for 7 p.m. In the girls' regional championship game, Ashland Blazer and Russell square off at 7 p.m. in Greenup County. The Kittens are 12-8-3 on their season, while the Lady Red Devils stand at 12-4-1. The Morehead State University basketball team held media day today at Johnson Arena. The Eagles are coming off a tough season last year, facing a lot of adversity. The men's team ended the season with an 8-12 record. Junior Jordan Walker says the team is keeping that season in mind, and they'll start this season with a better outlook.
It's still been day by day, and just still learning and picking up from where we left off, and just continuing to trust the process. It's not like we're looking at our schedule. We got to take it day by day, each practice or each film session or anything. We just got to be focused on that time.
The Eagles will host Berea next Thursday for their first exhibition match of the season. Tip-off at Johnson Arena is set for 6 p.m. The Morehead women's team is looking to beat last year's 21-11 season. The Eagles welcome back seniors Tierra McGowan and Crystal Simmons-Kozar, who were out last season due to injury. Redshirt senior Dariana Seward says this year's team has greater skill and a cohesiveness on the court.
I think as a team, we just look forward to proving something because a lot of people just overlook us like, oh, that's Morehead, you know, they're not really much to worry about. But the difference is we really are something to worry about and teams should be looking out for us.
The Eagles open exhibition play at home October 29th against Shawnee State University. Tip-off is set for 6:05 p.m. One of the most exciting and successful football teams in Morehead State University history will be honored during homecoming this year. The 1998 team celebrates the 20-year anniversary of winning the non-scholarship national championship. MSU moved to non-athletic aid football beginning in 1994, absorbing a winless year in 94 and a 2-8 campaign in 1995. But it didn't take long for the Eagles to rebuild into one of the nation's top teams. The 98 squad went 9-2 with an average 39 points per game. They reached the 50-plus point plateau four times. The team finished third in the nation in scoring offense, fifth in total offense, and fifth in rushing offense. That team will be honored during Saturday's homecoming game when Morehead State hosts Valparaiso at 2:05 p.m. UK coach Mark Stoops has been added to the watch list for the 2018 Paul Bear Bryant Coach of the Year Award. Stoops has led Kentucky to a 5-1 record this season and the team's first national rankings since the 2007 season. The Wildcats are 3-1 in the Southeastern Conference, one half game behind Florida and Georgia in the SEC Eastern Division. UK was the Reveal Suits National Team of the Week, as selected by the Football Writers Association of America, following the 27-16 win at Florida that ended the 31-game losing streak versus the Gators. And finally, in sports, the father of a former Adidas consultant has delivered a closing argument on behalf of his son at a college basketball corruption trial, saying his son broke NCAA rules but not laws. Merle Floyd Code told a federal jury today in Manhattan that he's proud of his son, who's also named Merle. He says jurors should reject claims by prosecutors that Code conspired with others to harm universities by paying families of student-athletes to steer them to schools Adidas-sponsored. Code is on trial with two others on charges that they put Louisville and other schools with some of the country's best basketball programs at risk by concealing payments to players that would make the athletes ineligible. Deliberations are expected to begin on Monday. And that's it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Leanne Akers.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Morehead State University celebrates homecoming this week, and football hosts Valparaiso at 2:05 p.m. on Saturday. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell sharply, adding to already steep losses for the month of October, with the Dow Industrials down 327.23 at 25,379.45. The S&P 500 was down 40.42 at 2768.79, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 157.56 at 7485.14. Today's declines added to the market's steep losses for the month. The Dow and S&P 500 have both fallen more than 4%, while the NASDAQ is down nearly 7%. Tech, the largest S&P 500 sector by market cap, is among the laggards this month, dropping 7.1%. Among the reasons for the selling today were worries about the U.S.-China trade war, rising interest rates, and lingering worries about possible overvalued U.S. tech stocks. Stocks also fell as Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin pulled out of a Saudi Arabian investment conference, as traders worried a large global investor in the kingdom is coming under greater scrutiny. U.S. equities were pressured right off the bat by Treasury yields that spiked up around multi-year highs. The short-term two-year yield hit its highest level since June 2008 before slipping back. The benchmark 10-year note yield climbed to 3.20%, and housing stocks fell as a result of the higher interest rates. The iShares U.S. Home Construction ETF dropped 2.1%. Home builders were also pressured after Bank of America downgraded shares of Toll Brothers, PulteGroup, and NVR and reduced their forecast for housing starts. The rise in bond yields came a day after the Federal Reserve released the minutes from its September meeting. The minutes showed the central bank is still convinced tighter monetary policy is the best course of action to keep the economy from overheating. In earnings news, Travelers, Bank of New York Mellon, BB&T, and Danaher were among the companies that reported better-than-expected earnings before the bell. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.5%, finishing at $68.72 a barrel. Gold was up 60 cents at $1,228 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were weak today, with the Stock 600 index down 0.5%. And in Asia, stocks were under pressure as the Nikkei dropped 0.8% and the Shanghai Composite dropped almost 3%. Among Dow stocks, the best performers were Verizon and Merck, while the worst performers were Caterpillar and IBM. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Genuine Parts and Alliance Data Systems, while the worst performers were United Rentals and Textron. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down 81 cents at 74.84, CSX down 206 at 68.65, AK Steel down 13 cents at 4.68, Marathon Petroleum down 34 cents at 78.81, AEP down 2 cents at 175, or AEP was down 2 cents at 71.70, and Anthem was up $1.75, finishing at 281.33. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the City of Morehead, a trail town community in eastern Kentucky located near I-64 within the Daniel Boone National Forest. Home to Morehead State University, Morehead Conference Center, and St. Clair Healthcare, the City of Morehead supports community livability, economic prosperity, educational enrichment, cultural outreach, and recreational engagement. The City of Morehead can be reached at 606-784-8505, Facebook, and online at morehead-ky.gov.
Taking another look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area, clear skies tonight with a low around 36. Tomorrow, areas of frost before 9 a.m., otherwise increasing clouds with a high near 63. And for tomorrow night, showers mainly after 9 p.m., lows around 49 degrees, and a chance of precipitation at 80%.
That's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Leanne Akers, Chanasty Davis, Brian Courtney, Joe Lewis, Tanner Boyd, Chaz Jenkins, Nacogdoches Miller, and Naya Andwaza. KNN's Paul Miles and Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke with your stock report. And our feature segment came from WMKY's own Leanne Akers. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Logan Pemberton and all of the MSPR news team, I'm Jacob Lindberg for WMKY News. All things considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.